Marevana Boisai, lessons from the lave Sukkis. Today's topic is Sukkis during COVID. What's the message? As I pointed out, first of all, I want to dedicate the shir for Refuah Shleima to Margalis Chaviva Baschana. Fortunately, somebody from our community who I had this chus of davening with her husband, all of Yom Kippur, and very, very difficult. She's very, very sick. And the Rabbanu Shalom should send her Refuah Shleima B'soch Shar Chole Yisrael. So as I said, this is the first time ever in my life that I'm giving a lessons from the lab for Sukkis. Certainly never live with students. Ben Azmanim has been transformed to I'm not allowed out of my Dalet Amos with some extensions, you know, your little makel, and think that and Getty's part of the yeshiva. Fine, whatever. But that gave me an opportunity to give a message for Sukkis and kind of give you some of my thoughts. Yom Kippur, hopefully, is still on our minds. The taste of Sukkis is in the air as well. You probably don't hear it as much as I did last night. Late at night, everybody's building their Sukkis here in Eretz Yisrael. It's such a beautiful sound to hear. Hopefully not too late at night. Rav Moshe Harari, in his wonderful Sefer, he writes on the Moadim. So he writes this, one of his last things he writes on Yom Kippur. So we know that there is a mitzvah right after Yom Kippur to go from mitzvah to mitzvah. It's an amazing mitzvah to start building the sukkah. And at least this is the first time I remember. First of all, Baruch Hashem, my fast was relatively easier than usual. And right after the fast, all of my kids are like, all right, let's go, let's build the sukkah. And I'm like, really? And it was the first time ever that I was more of a manager. And my son Aaron got on top. He put the schach out. And my other kids started helping with the decorations, and it was really, really a beautiful sight. And then you start to hear all the banging. So Rav Moshe Harari writes in his Sefer, he has a compilation of how he's amazing. He's a Ram in Merkaz Harav. I don't even know if he's a Ram, but he learns there for a gazillion years. And he writes the following thing. He says that his Sefer is called Mikroi Kodesh. It's a green Sefer. We have it in the back of the Beis Medrash. So he writes, you got to be very careful. There's a go to mitzvah to mitzvah. But don't escape the mitzvah. Don't escape an iser of gazal shena. Some people are machmir and they're building their sukkah till 2 a.m. and waking people up. That makes no sense. It reminded me that during the times of COVID, so we have to be careful too that we don't risk our tefillah. This was a very difficult. You guys are in this bubble. You're so very lucky. I had a very big yetzahara. I was thinking of coming and asking Rabbi to daven here in the yeshiva. But I wanted to stay outdoors. I still think that that's a safer place, although I'm indoors now. In general. And it was a very different, but you have to be careful. People daven basikin 5 o'clock in the morning. I know the Rav Bagno said that if you're going to be davening at 5 o'clock in the morning, the tefillos until 7 o'clock have to be very, very quiet, not to wake people up, right? You can't have the hefsed of the mitzvah. It's not Ratzon Hashem, as Rav Elchanan Wasserman would say, even though it looks like the person's davening, it's not Ratzon Hashem. And now we have this amazing holiday of Sukkot. So the Gemara tells us in Kedushin, it's a very interesting Gemara. There's a few Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lama Dalet Amid Beis, and there's a Gemara in Sukkah Chav Zayin. Sukkah Chav Zayin draws the distinction of Kain Kishem Shechova Le'echol Kizayas Matzah Belel HaPesach, just like we all know the Mitzvah Midaraisa, of having a kezayis of matzah, and we don't do anything, and we're beheseba, and we're quiet, and some of us are machmir, and have 3 kezayisim, and nobody's allowed to talk to them. Kein chobah, says the Gemara, le'echol pas belel rishon shel sukkah. And this actually is something that a person has to be careful. Once in a while, people find themselves in a bit of a problem. What's the problem? Is that sometimes people are so excited about the mitzvah, they wash, they sit, they say leishay basukah, and they have a little bit of a bite, and they go, "Ooh, I'm gonna go get the soup, or I'm gonna go." No. You gotta have. It's like a kezayis matzah. You have to have a kezayis of challah in the sukkah. Quiet, nice, benachas. Put a little honey on it, so you have a sweet year. It has to be. It's the same thing. The Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Lamed Beis also says that chamisha asar, chamisha asar, michak hamatzos. Ma lahala nashim chayavas, kach nashim chayavas sricha. The Gemara learns out, there are different chiyuvim. The women are not chayav in the mitzvah of sukkah, although they take it upon themselves, as we know. They certainly try to eat the kezayis of challah, as we said. But there is a heck, we make a similarity between the two. We call it tesvav, lahakish b'nehem, the Gemara continues to say. So, There's a wonderful sefer. Actually, it was one of my many birthday presents a few years ago. My wife bought me Rav Yaakov Galinsky. He's a great darshan, and he says the following thing. On one hand, Pesach and Sukkot are the quintessential together holidays, right? There are holidays that are on Tesvav. They're like the holidays. But he says they're so much far apart from each other. They're two very different holidays. Yesh hevdel atzum bin Sukkot lePesach. Because on Pesach, we remind ourselves that we're b'nei malachim. We are of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We decided to become a vadim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's the most amazing feeling ever. We got out of Mitzrayim. We should feel like the Shibud of Mitzrayim. And we have a chiyuv at the Seder to do haseva, to pretend like we're malachim. People who take it real machmir, they put out a couch. They sit. That's what you have to do. You're like a melech. Really, the person who's heading the Seder, this is the first year this ever happened to me, right? Because I'm usually in a hotel. So this year, that COVID, I was at home. It was one of the greatest Seders I've had in my life. So my kids brought me to wash, you know, because you're a melech. You're a melech. It's amazing. And you're supposed to bring out your finest kalim, where normally we don't say that. Here at Dafka, we say, no, bring out the greatest kalim. It's a different day. And then you have the opposite almost on Sukkot. Right? Hopefully you're a machmir and shir chazonish, but you can have the littlest sukkah in the world. And many, if you remember from last year, you go around and you see in Ramah Beit Shemesh Bet, these little sukkahs that are just then, right? Even the sukkahs that you guys are building on the Marpasot, they're not huge, right? They're not the size of your house, right? Sometimes we are lucky in Baruch Hashem, we live in affluent society, we have it, but generally, the sukkahs are this little small thing. Certainly, it doesn't protect us the way when we're inside during Pesach and we're protected it, right? You got the bees starting, and you have all these different fun things. Certainly rain. Certainly, for those that, you know, remember in Chutz La'aretz, the rain is coming, and you got a running inside, and right? But what does it teach us? What does it teach us? So Galinsky says, interesting, not only is it so crowded, and I don't know if you guys remember, like I remember this idea, right? Even in my, Baruch Hashem, I have a very, very large sukkah. I invested here in Eretz Yisrael, have this thing called the pergola, like we have over there in the back. The pergola, the wood thing on the top. So I invested, I spent a little bit more money, I wanted to cover my entire backyard. But even Baruch Hashem, when we have guests, there are certain times where, what do? You say, oh, Baruch Hashem, women are in chayav, you'll sit under the tree, right? Yeah, this is everybody's sukkah. Like, no, the women sit over there, like I have in my sukkah, we do chalk, where people can sit, because it's under an awning. Our house has a like, the roof extends, so you can't sit here. So sometimes it gets too, the women sit over there. Baruch Hashem, you have that. But here's the funny thing, right? The Gemara says in Pesachim on Daf Kuf Ches, Ben Echad al Birkai Chaveiro, that it was so tight, these sukkahs, that people would have to figure out, they have to sit on each other's laps in order to make it into the sukkah. And we have this sometimes. You go to Simchas Beis HaShoeva in our Rav's house, and your kids can't have a chair. They're sitting, and you're like, safuf, and it's hot, and you're sweating. And that's what sukkahs is about. And on top of that, says Rav Galinsky, you have to invite Avram Avinu to your sukkah. Esmin Lusudasi Ushpizin Alai. Vyamekula Shpizin. Not only that, we really invite all of them. We say, this day is Avram's day. But Ushpizin Alai. We have all the Avos come. I saw this beautiful thing that they sell chairs. It's a chair that has this great cover on it. And the cover has all the Ushpizin. They should put out a chair. I thought of a great minhag. Somebody told me. I didn't think of it. Someone said, I think this is a great Ushpizin minhag. Mr. Shemesh is Zoycha to have it. Ushpizin Alai. Put a picture of each of the people who can't be in your sukkah. I have a picture of my parents and my in-laws. No, maybe not my in-laws. But no, you have a picture. You have a picture of... and you look at it and you say, Ushpizin Alai, this is who I want. Look at this year we have these huge sukkahs. And unfortunately, we can't have the guests that we normally had. But Ushpizin Alai. So what's the message? The message that you should have taken out of yesterday. And I'm makana you. Sometimes jealousy. I know it's right after Yom Kippur. I shouldn't be jealous. It's one of the bad midos. This is a good midah of jealousy. I thought last night as I was screaming out in Shemayim for the first time in my life, I actually was able to look up to the Shemayim. Right? Look up to Hashem. The moon was out and there was a few stars already emerging. And for the first time in my life, I looked out to the stars and I said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You control everything. Look where I'm davening. Are you crazy? And it wasn't like that scream you guys in yeshiva, oh God, that's so amazing. That last part, I'm actually that's the part I'm really scared about, because I usually, when I'm in yeshiva, I used to blow shofar. So I'm so scared because I'm so weak and I'm afraid. What are you going to, now it's going to be the time and everybody now turns to Rav Hartstein and looks at him and he goes, I can't get it out, you know? I'm so scared. But that's the, what did you gain from this Hashem Elokim? Ruchnius hu ha'ikar, velo gashmius. Gashmius is tfeila. Ruchnius is what I'm seeking, Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why we're told, Maamar Chazal tell us, it's impossible, don't be a Shana Aleph guy and say, oh, you're wrong, Rebbe. It's impossible to sin from Yom Kippur until Sukkot. Guys are like, what do you mean? This year it's harder, right? Because you can't go to town and go out to the bars and clubbing and all that. So you can't do it. You can't do it. What are you going to do? What sin are you going to commit? You know, it's hard. It's not a challenge, everybody say. It's not a challenge. But because you're involved, this isn't true. I didn't see this anywhere in Chazal. I'm just making this up. But maybe one of the reasons why tonight isn't Sukkot is it's too hard. We got to build our Sukkot. It takes a while. But you're literally going from Yontif to Yontif. You're going from Ein Ruchnius Gadol Mizuh. We go outside and we say to Ribbono Shel Olam, this is where I could be. This could be my house. This is not a pleasant house. With all the fans I might have, this is not pleasant. There's a lot of noise, and it does rain. It's not. This is where I could live. And if anything we've learned from COVID, Corona has taught us we are so not in control. Over Yom Kippur, there was someone sitting in my minyan who was on top of the world. And Eretz Yisrael, if you drive a Lexus, like I can't. It's like in America, like driving a Lamborghini. Like you see it, you'd be like, what? Right, it's the same thing, by the way. Toyota Corolla in Israel, you're like, what? You know, I never understood when my first job was my boss. I picked him up from the airport. I had a measly. I lived in Teaneck and had a Toyota Camry. It's embarrassing to have a Toyota Camry in Teaneck, you know. Like, and I remember I picked him up, and he looks at me and he goes, "Daniel, are you general in the Israeli army? Only apparently generals used to get Toyota Camrys." He's like, "You sold. I pay you too good. I give you a hefty salary now. I can't believe it." You know, like, come on, man. Right. So this guy drives a Lexus. He was on top of the world. He had a business that, like, he was doing so well. And he's sitting there in Yom Kippur. Nothing. Business is bankrupt. He has no business. I don't want to say exactly what business he's in. But if you knew the business, if I told you, it'd be obvious. There's no business in this sector anymore. He's sitting there on Yom Kippur. You think he's not saying who's in control? Sukkot is the ultimate COVID holiday. It's the holiday where we look up to Hashem. We say, holy cow, you're in control. I can live here outside. I'm sweating. I can't. I can't do it. The whole Elul, the last 40 days of our life, was about understanding Malchus Hashem, that we're not in control. I was thinking about the history of the world, and that in every generation, there was some sort of wake-up call for people. And I don't think this is a very harsh wake-up call. Not as bad as the last generation, unfortunately, had the Holocaust. And before that, there were pogroms, there was World War I, there was a lot going on. There was a cholera epidemic. There's a lot, if you go through history. But I just think that in this generation, we're all like, this is impossible to happen. How is it possible that this happened? We live in the most forward-thinking generation with the most amount of medicine, nothing. You're almost a year later. There's no. But you know one thing. You know, Yeshua Hashem clarifying this Yom Kippur. I said something I never said before. Because I have to believe it. Just like it came like this, it could leave like the Rabbanu Shalom. All of a sudden, tomorrow in the news, be like, nobody knows where COVID went. It's gone. No. It's possible. We don't believe because we believe it has to be through nature. We don't call it Rabbanu Shalom. We call it nature. Through science, not through Rabbanu Shalom, something else. Somebody invented a vaccine. That's Rabbanu Shalom could just go away. And then the scientists will explain, well, because of the weather, we'll mix with the rain, and it mixed with the atmosphere, and mixed with Trump, because he's horrible. You know, they'll make it up, whatever. And that's why it happened. New York Times put out a new, you know, op-ed why Trump made it go away, whatever. This is a holiday of Kula Ruchnius. Yosem Ediras Kevel Ediras Arai to get the Tzela Dehemnusa. the shade of the Rabbanu Shalom, it's just me and you, Hashem. And we know that the sukkah represents something really special. And even though we're never allowed to speak Lashon Hara, there's even more of an issur to do it inside of a sukkah. So sukkah is like, are you crazy? It's a very special place. And what happens, they're special. We're not allowed to bring garbage into the sukkah. It's special. It's unique. The Hasidim believe, this is my family minhag, before I go to davening, we shake lulav and esrog in the sukkah. Because it's part of the smit, it's part of the mitzvah. You do everything in the sukkah. Why? Because every moment. You see, let me explain to you what happened. Normally, dirshu Hashem bihi matzoi. Sounds like normally Hashem, quote unquote, is far away. The Shekhinah is far away. Comes Elul, the Rabbanu Shalom comes to us. He's hovering over. And then Rosh Hashanah comes. Wow, he's even closer. And then the 10 days of tshuva, he's here. He's here. And then Yom Kippur comes. As Rav Bitterman said, he puts us on his shoulders. Hold my hand, I'm with you. Now, what happens when you're on someone's shoulders? You don't actually see the person, but they're with you. And I, Taina, he's still with us. So I'm not going back upstairs. Right? We have the extra holiday of Shmini Atzeres, Kashali Prey Daschen. I can't leave you. This has been the most amazing. It's going to be 30 days. Then an extra 10, we get to 40. Then we get another week and a half. Right? He's with us all this time. The feeling we have to have is that Hashem is in front of us. He's with us. And therefore, Pesach is very different from Sukkot. Because there is this Pesach, yes, we bring the Gashmis and try to make it into Ruchnias. We use the Gashmis for Ruchnias. We do. We bring out the fancy Kalim. We sit on the couch. We wear grand clothes. We put the pillow there. But this is the opposite. This is the opposite. You see, by Pesach, this is Rav Galinsky says, by Pesach we have Dalet Kaisas. Four is a big number. Dalet Kaisas, Dalet Banim. You could say even four matzahs because they're cut in half. And you know what they equal? What's another four?
Expression of Gula.
Gula, right, thank you.
Four minim.
Oh, but on Sukkot there's four minim. Says Rav Galinsky, they're very different fours. The Gemara says in Pesachim Kuf Chesam Adbeis, Shosim Avas Achas Lo Yatza. The four cups have to be done four separate times. The four Lashonis of Gula, separate types of Gulas. The four cups equal the four Gulas, different times. Four Banim, they're not buddies with each other. They're four separate people. According to some, they're actually four types. Rav Yisrael Meir Lau, the yeshiva used to go to Tel Aviv and visit him. At least for the 2 years I went, he was fond of using that Dvar Torah, that the four Banim are actually the same person in different stages of their life, maybe different Jews in their generations. But they're four separate people. But what's the din of Lulav Esrog Hadassim and Aravos? Aguda Achas, you must! The famous story, an amazing story about the Arizal. It's written in the Torah, the Beis Yosef writes it, about seeing the Shem Hashem, and it was Nifrod. You have to put them together. He wasn't putting the Esrog. The Esrog is supposed to be the Tzadok. No, the halach is they have to be Aguda Achas. If you don't have one of them, Nebuch, you weren't able to get it. Right? We're in lockdown now. And you got it finally. You got your people ran out before Yom Kippur. They're scared. And they got everything, but nobody has Aravos yet. Aravos, you know, only come out this week to be fresh. And you didn't get the Aravos, and now you come this year, the second day of Sukkot. You don't have you're not allowed to bring Dalet Minim without Aravos. There needs to be an Aguda. I think it's funny because when I think of good, I always think of goodness Yisrael. Like they're as long as you're like them, they're the Achdus party. You know, as long as you're a good, no, a good means everybody together. The asachulam aguda achas lasos unecha b'leiv shalom. The central tefillah that we davened over and over, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, aguda achas. You know, the only way to get Shechina to stay with us is to have an aguda achas, to be not nifradim, to be together. You see, when I realize that my home is really a diras arai, so whatever the Rabbanu Shalom decides, then anybody that comes to my house, I don't care. Like, Imagine the situation. I don't know. You got the presidential suite in the Waldorf Astoria. It's awesome. You got a week for free, mini bar on the house, all meals on the house. Right? Your friend calls. He's like, "Hey, can I hang out?" You're like, "I don't care. Mini bar is free. They keep loading it every day. I love it. Come." Another for nothing. You have all these friends. You don't care. Why? It's not your place. What do you care? I can get in trouble. But that's your real home. It's not my place. The Baruch Shalom decided to have it temporarily. That's the sukkahs. Mitztarfim b'simcha, when you know everybody has a makom here. That's the ultimate. That's the ultimate. The holiday of Achdus. The holiday has to be b'Achdus. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says on Daf Zayin, when there's Achdus, afilu, even everybody can be in a small little space, afilu cheruv, they could be on the top of a cheruv, meaning they're together. In fact, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, another Gemara, but a beautiful Gemara nonetheless, in Sanhedrin. A little extra credit, I wasn't going to quote it, but I'll quote it because I like you guys. The Gemara says on Daf Chaf, it speaks about Sheker Achein Vehel Vayofi Isha Yiras Hashem Hisasala. What does the Gemara mean? Sheker Achein Zed Doiro Shel Moshe Vyoshua. Hevel Hayofi Zed Doiro Shel Chiskiyo. Yiras Hashem Hisasala Zed Doiro Shel Yehuda. The Rebbe Ulai, Amr La, Rebbe, why? What's there so great about their generation? That was the generation of Yiras Hashem. He says, Allah, why? Because that was the generation, the Gemara says, of Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Ulai, Shayu Shisha Talmidim mit Chasin betalis achad ve'oiskim betayra. They were freezing cold, and everyone took the blanket together, and they didn't take it from each other. They said, "Here, you have a little bit. You have a little bit." And they were able to learn Torah despite their poverty. There's an amazing story that's told. Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, he tells a story. I don't know how this happened. I don't know the details of the story. But he came on a trip to Eretz Yisrael with great CEOs. They brought him on a trip. And they visited different places, people, for Chulu, and they brought them to the great Rav Nosson C. Finkel, the Mir Rosh Hashiva. And Howard Schultz tells the story. Howard Schultz says, not a religious person, they didn't tell him who Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel was, except he's the Mir Yeshiva, one of the largest yeshivas. And they stand there in the room, and Rav Nosson Zvi walks in. And he's shocked, because anybody who ever had the schus of meeting him at the end of his life, certainly, but most of his life, he had Parkinson's. And he had a terrible, terrible shaking. And even when he spoke, you could hear him shaking. And he says, I was trying to look away. And he started speaking. And he asked us a question. He says, "What's the lesson from the Holocaust?" And he says, "I felt back like I was in grade school. I had to give an answer, you know?" And he's looking around the room and my head's down. I hope he doesn't pull on me. "Schultz, go ahead." Right? So people gave the famous answer. "Never again!" You know, those answers. He says, "What does that mean? We'll never forget. What does that mean?" He says, "You know what the lesson is? After a back-breaking day from 4 a.m., to 8 p.m., and they finally went to sleep, and it's freezing cold in Poland. And each barrack had one blanket, you know, and each of them would share it with each other. They would move it closer to the other person, That's what we learned. Why does Achdus have to be only in the Holocaust? If we've learned anything during the time of COVID, Sukkot reminds us we could be outside, we could be nowhere. We generally are people who look down on people. You have this guy, I don't know, make up a place. He lives in a fancy neighborhood. Stam, and make up a, I don't know. There are, five towns, let's say, in this neighborhood. There's a lot of towns, I don't know. So he looks down on a guy that's from a place of kings or queens. He looks down on you. I'm like me. Now everybody looks at each other as equal. We learn nothing from this time. It's that we're all equal. This person's up one day, this person's down the other day. That's the way it is now. We've finally seen it. It's been brought to our face. Sickness, like this, Nebuch. We don't appreciate everything we have. This should be the year that we appreciate. I don't need this magefa. I get it, but it has to be that it did something to us, and we get it. Sukkot is that ultimate holiday of saying we just had Yom Kippur. Don't forget Yom Kippur. Don't forget that you only wanted Ruchnius and you screamed to God that you only wanted Ruchnius and you wanted to be like a malach, boruch shein kibod malchusol yolam vayit, but bring it to your life. For the first time ever, we got to scream out in the streets, Hashem, hu alukim. And whether they liked it or not, our neighbors heard it. Rav Zilberstein said he thinks there's a chiyuv this year for people to scream it out, not at crazy times. He says even at night, he thought, Yom Kippur night, even though it's for after Motzei Yom Kippur, he says, scream it, scream it. People say, what's that sound? Shamu'alokim. That's what we should be doing. Baruch Hashem, one of the things we learned from COVID, and we always should look for this, and it bothers me that we only hear the negative, but the positive stories. These stuck organizations, there's an organization here called Ezra Tachim. What they've done with food and catching everybody that's in Bijud, making sure they have everything and delivering it to their houses and schools and even our own town, delivering games to kids that find themselves in quarantine. And in America, you have the plasma donations were more by far per capita from the Hasidic community, who were the ones that were made fun of the most, but they were the ones donating the most. We've got to look at all the positives. The positives during this time. We should be zeiche to have a chag sameach, but a chag that we understand what simcha really is. Simcha is, as the Rambam says, for a person to be mole kresoi, to fill his stomach and not take care of other people. You have a chiyuv of simcha. You have to have basar v'yayin. Yes, it's a chiyuv. You can quote me on it if you get caught with yayin and say, I'm sorry, the Rambam says. But it doesn't work here. You have a chiyuv. But not taking care of other people, making sure everybody's taken care of? No, that's us, sir. Should be zeichet to have an amazing yontif filled with simcha, true simcha, and understanding that you're sel dehemlusa, you're in the shade of the Ribbono Shel Olam during this holiday.